out of your head, I'll be having.
Pillow.
Did you ever see those pillows that went all the way across the bed?
Yeah. I never did do them, huh?
Did they have any kind of name for that?
I don't know.
Say if you know if it were extra cold and not put my foot on the bed.
I haven't.
I
just had to take my foot out from under the cover. It was cold night. For a while anyway, then I put it back on and I took it out of here.
What would you usually put on your bed for maybe extra warmth on a cold night?
I generally use the last 10 years, I can't hardly stand the cold. Well, it's worse every year on me. I have a sheet, a blanket for my sheet, an old machine. And then I get under about two or three blankets, and then I pull a quilt over there. That's about the best I can stand.
Well, you're talking the other day about different types of land and so forth, like prairies and everything. Do they have any term around here for the kind of land that's maybe part sand and part clay, something like that?
Well, the marl, yeah, that some places it's on top of the ground. Comes all the way out of the ground. And then some places it's down under a little way. On average, most of this part of Florida is a marl down anywhere from 2 to 4 feet down below. Hard pan in some places. What's called hard pan is just a hard dirt. I think it's kind of like a rock, but you can't hardly pick it with that. You have to have a pick to dig it.
Do they have any loam or loamy soil around here?
What?
Any loam or some kind of loamy soil?
I don't know what you mean.
Sometimes the land kind of is near a river, maybe it's real rich and the river might overflow in the spring and it's good land for planting. Is there any special name for that kind of land? Flat, low-lying land along the river?
Well,
come up.
They call it
raised land,
marshland, or prairie land.
Come out.
Prairie is a kind of open. Nothing hard. Grows on a lot of clumps of bushes and stuff around. There's the grass around, but there's always some kind of grass on it all over.
Is that pretty good land for planting?
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's what they, when they come up, they used to raise a lot of tomatoes around here, and they'd come out in the woods where there was kind of open place, open prairie like. All they had to do was burn it off and then disc it up, make the bed, plant it. But if they didn't, they'd have to go in them old thick palmettos and pine and stuff. Ain't no use to plant nothing in there.
Just clear all that out.
Yeah, they'd have to tear it out if they find it. Then they won't do nothing in there for a year or two.
You're talking about land and so forth. You know, when you have a real heavy rainfall, it washes out a place there in a road in the field. You say you have a what there, it washes out.